Blog Talk Radio.
Fit for Life Radio. Our show is dedicated to making it easier for you to reach your weight loss goals. We feature guests who are here to share their experience, knowledge, and a little inspiration. Let's join our host, Carol Dunlap, in the studio now.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining me for Fit for Life. I'm your host, Carol Dunlap, and I'm so happy that you are here tonight to kind of get de-stressed. Remember, we've been talking all this month about being stressed, how not to be stressed, how not to be stressed out, all kind of stuff about stress. And tonight, we're going to talk about stress on the job. I know that's important to a lot of people because there's a lot of stress going on out there on the job. So stick with us. We'll be right back, and we're going to get into it then. You're listening to the Fit for Life Show on Yamon Radio. Okay, you're back. Thanks so much for joining me again. I'm so happy that you are here. I want to remind you that you are running out of time to sign up for my Wake Up and Reboot Your Life half-day workshop that's happening this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you want to be a part of it, all you have to do is go to www.workingonyournow.com/wakeup. I had my partner and special guest last week, Lori Beard Daly. We are doing this together, and we're going to help you live your best life ever. We're going to show you how to take advantage of opportunities that come your way, what to do with the great things that are happening in your life now, and how you can get your overall well-being in check with diet and exercise. It's going to be so much fun, so you do not want to miss it. So right after this show is over, because I don't want you to go right now, go to www.workingonyournow.com/wakeup and sign up. The investment's only $99, and I know some of you spend more than that on your hair every single week, so go do that. So we are talking about stress, especially job-related stress. That is a big thing today. You know, the world is changing with the cell phones, and well, really not just cell phones, but smartphones, and we have emails and voicemails, and we have computers, and now we have apps that are keeping track of us every single moment. And now those things are dominating our work environment. It makes it almost impossible for us to catch a breather during the course of a work day or even a work week for that matter. And actually, what does your work week look like right now? For most people, it's Sunday through Saturday because you're accessible all the time. Today, the average American is on the job an additional 163 hours, the equivalent of adding an extra month of work to the calendar year. Wow. Americans are working so much that the average annual working hours in the U.S. presently exceed the average for Japan and almost all of Western Europe. Every year since the Declaration of Independence, Americans have been working harder, working longer, producing more, and loving it less. So what does all that mean? What does all that mean? It means that you're stressed out because research on job stress has greatly expanded in recent years, and we're learning more and more about stress in the American workforce, its causes, its effects, and what can be done about it. So look at some of these stats. 40% of workers reported that their job was very often extremely stressful. 25% view their jobs as the number one stressor in their lives. 75% of employees believe that workers have more on-the-job stress now than workers did a generation ago, and 26% of workers said they were often or very often burned out or stressed out by their job. Does that sound like you? Are you stressed out by your job? Does your job stress you out? I know a lot of people, that is the new normal right now. Even when we went through the recession a few years ago, it was just apparent that, you know, with people being laid off, that was a job stressor, losing their job of 10, 12 years, which, you know, we were affected about, my family and friends and neighbors, people don't even know, we were all affected by that. It was like everywhere you looked in the news, in the paper, on the media, someone was getting laid off, getting let go by the hundreds. So that was a main stressor. But now we're doing a little bit better. They say that we're coming out of the recession, or we've come through the recession. I don't know. It depends on who you talk to. But there are still major stressors in our life, and our jobs are one of the main things that we stress about. Not only do we stress about, am I going to lose my job, or we may stress about, how can I get all this done in the span of time that my boss is giving me, or how can I live up to the standards of what I'm supposed to be doing on this job, or I hate this job, I want to get another job. You know, whatever, it's just a lot of things that are going on in our life. But stress affects us in a different way. It also affects our health and well-being. 1.2 million lives are lost each year to heart disease and cancer combined. And heart disease and cancer are two of the main things that could be brought on by stress. Believe me, I know, because I feel that the stress in my life of almost losing my husband to the stroke that he had in 2011 brought on my breast cancer, because I feel that, and I don't have hard, cold facts to prove this, but, you know, I can say that I basically know this because of being so stressed out about that, almost losing my husband, my mate of like 15 years at a time, my immune system was low. And because my immune system was low, and because I had been having diagnostic mammograms on my left breast for 8 years because they were afraid that the calcifications may turn into cancer, I was stressed out, and it just kind of came in there. So don't say, you know, stress is just not a factor that you just, quote-unquote, have to deal with all your life. You can do something about it, and that's what we're talking about tonight, because stress not only affects your mental health. It affects your lungs. You can have lung ailments. It can cause you to have accidents because you're not paying attention because you're so stressed out. You can have migraine headaches, digestive problems, mental illness, sleep problems, high blood pressure, asthma, allergies, ulcers, tooth decay, even the common cold. So a lot of these things are brought on by stress. So stress is a major factor in our life right now, in the American life, probably in a lot of people's lives. You know, I was talking with someone the other day, and they actually had to seek out counseling because they were allowing the things that are going on in the world now, you know, all the bombings and ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all these things that are going on to affect them. And if you think about it, it's like, yeah, it does affect you. When is the last time that you went somewhere and you thought about, is this place going to be bombed, or am I going to be involved in a drive-by shooting, or is someone going to step out and try to slice me with a razor? I mean, those are things that are happening in our life right now. So in addition to job stress, we've got life stress. We've got all kind of stress going on. But that's why I wanted to do this, and that's why this is National Stress Awareness Month, April. And I wanted to bring forth some ways that we can combat stress and not have to feel like we are hopeless in this, because life doesn't have to be stressful for you. There are things that you can do to kind of make you feel less stressed out and more normal, so even on the job. So, and that involves stress management. So finding ways to manage your stress and cope with stressful situations is a huge leap forward in improving your health and overall quality of life. Successful stress management will help your immune system function more efficiently, allowing it to focus on the barrage of germs it faces on a daily basis. When your immune system is functioning at 100%, you're less likely to have to deal with that pesky cold or those occasional aches and pains. Additionally, effectively managing your stress will increase your energy level. Instead of wanting to go home and crawl into bed on Friday evenings, dreading the Monday just around the corner, you'll have the energy to spend more time with your friends and family. Spending this quality time doing the things you want will help you relax and prepare you for the upcoming work week. You'll also find that managing stress improves the quality of your sleep, allowing you to wake up well-rested and ready to go. It improves your digestion. It keeps you calm when things get tough and allows you to be on your game, more focused and more positive. So we talked about why people are stressing out, what is happening in the world to make us stressed out in addition to our jobs. So now let's look at how you can manage your stress and feel better. So before you kind of look at, can I even manage my stress? Let's look at the five stages of change. Because understanding how people change means having a firm grasp on a theory known as the stages of change. The stages of change is a model developed by Dr. James Prochaska that proposes that people cycle through a very different set of stages when making changes in their lives. And this change is all about managing your stress and not just feeling like you are helpless in this. From not being interested in making a change at all the way through to maintaining a healthy change after it's already been made. The stages of change model can help you change your health behaviors for the better. Let's take a look at the five stages of change so that we can understand them better and apply them in our lives to get healthier. Okay, the first stage is not interested in changing now. People here have no real intention of managing their stress, and although their friends and family may see the need for them to better cope with their everyday pressures, the person may not even see stress as being a potential problem in their life. Oftentimes, what gets people thinking about making a change, like finding ways to cope with their stress, is steady outside pressure. This pressure is a good thing. It gets people moving. People in this stage will often resist change. They may be lacking information and quite often mistakenly see their situation as being hopeless. The next stage is serious consideration. People here acknowledge the fact that they need to make a change or that something is a problem for them. They begin to understand that finding ways to cope with their stress would be good for them. And even though they are beginning to think seriously about making a change, people here are often very far, maybe even years, away from making concrete plans to change. It is only after people begin to focus more on the solution than their problem and think more about the future than the past that they are ready to start taking action. Okay, the next stage is getting ready to change soon. It's here where people are formulating concrete plans for stress management, and within the next 30 days, they are preparing to change both their behaviors and the environment, which affects their behaviors. Here, people may have already instituted a number of smaller changes, such as talking with a friend or relative about their stress. And although changes are beginning to happen, a person still may need to convince himself or herself that their changes will be for the better. Preparing to change is important and shouldn't be rushed. People who rush through their preparation often fall backwards, even denying that they need to make the changes after all, because it just gets too hard. To be successful, people need to plan carefully and develop a firm and detailed plan, concentrating on sustaining their changes once made. Okay, here's the next one. Let's go. I'm taking action. In this stage of the change process, a person is making their most overt changes. They're incorporating stress management techniques on a regular basis. It's in this stage that changing behaviors takes the most energy and commitment. Because of this, it's often easy for people to mistake action for change. It's important to remember that change involves altering a person's level of awareness, their emotions, self-image, and thinking. So there's more to change in behavior than what's on the surface. In this stage, there's still a little ways to go before managing stress becomes natural, because this is the part where you're actually working at it. All right, in this stage, the next stage, old news, been there, done that. Here, people are working to hang on to the positive changes that they've made. For the most part, coping with stress has become a part of the person. In this stage, the majority of the person's efforts focus on maintaining their changes, preventing lapses or relapses where stress begins to take hold again. From here, with strong commitment and dedication, stress management becomes very natural. Stress management becomes more of a core value, or something they think little about or try hard to maintain. So what stage are you in? Where are you in this process? Are you, number one, not at all ready to change? Are you, number two, seriously considering a healthy change? Maybe you're at number three, getting ready to change. Perhaps you're in four, in the process of changing. Or in the final stage of five, maintaining a healthy behavior. I'm telling you that all of these stages take work. They take dedicated mind power. Because when you're thinking about, okay, I'm getting ready to do this, you're thinking about what can I do to make this change happen and make this change last. All the way up to the very end when you're like, okay, I'm managing my stress, I'm doing good, but how do you maintain it? So it's very important that you look at each stage individually and just get ready to fight and keep going. Okay, after we come back, I'm going to give you some stress tips to help you on the job. Back in a bit.
Women now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
Harvard Medical School has now opened its doors to new female applicants.
The first woman is now in space.
The majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
It's time to reboot your life. On Saturday, April 23rd, 2016, Working On Your Now and Optimum Body Sculpting are coming together in a unique half-day workshop to help the women of Atlanta wake up. We're giving you a wake-up call to take time out to replenish your mind, body, and spirit. Make April the month that you create your new beginning, your fresh start. Think of this workshop as your wake-up call to get renewed, rejuvenated, and revived to live your best life ever. Save the date, Saturday, April 23rd, 2016. Remember, it's time to wake up, Atlanta. You're listening to The Fit for Life Show on Yamon Radio. Okay, we're back. Thank you so much for being a part of Fit for Life and for listening in to get some tips on managing your job stress. When stress at work interferes with your inability to perform in your job, manage your personal life, or adversely impacts your health, it's time to take action. Start by paying attention to your physical and emotional health. When your own needs are taken care of, you're stronger and more resilient to stress. The better you feel, the better equipped you'll be to manage work stress without becoming overwhelmed. So here are some tips you can put into effect right away. Number one, create a balanced schedule. Analyze your schedule, your responsibilities, and your daily tasks. All work and no play is a recipe for burnout. Try to find a balance between work and family life, social activities, and solitary pursuits, daily responsibilities, and downtime. The number one key you want to take away from this is you need to find some me time. Me time can be 5 minutes at the beginning of the morning when you're sitting in your chair just looking out into space or that beautiful picture that's on the wall in front of you and you're just staring at it, getting yourself lost in loveliness and wonderfulness or whatever gets you going. Number two, don't overcommit yourself. Avoid scheduling things back-to-back or trying to fit too much into one day. All too often, we underestimate how long things will take. If you've got too much on your plate, distinguish between the shoulds and the musts. Drop tasks that aren't truly necessary to the bottom of the list or eliminate them entirely. Now, you know, as women, we are so ready to say yes to everything. Yes, I can do that. My husband tells me that all the time. You always say, yes, you can do that, or yes, it's not going to take that much time. And before you know it, you're 5 hours into doing something that should have only taken 30 minutes because whatever happened, and now you're behind, and now you're totally stressed out because you're going to miss that deadline. So just take a moment when you're getting ready to say yes. I want you to close your mouth, put your teeth together, let your tongue rest against the back of your teeth, and think for about at least 30 seconds before you say yes. And just think about how long is this thing going to take? How much commitment is it going to be for me to do this scheduling thing that I've said I can take 5 minutes to do? Is it really going to be 5 minutes, or is it going to be 25 or 45 or perhaps an hour and 5 minutes? And then once you think really quick, if you really want to do it, then you say yes or no. You can say no. Form your lips and say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that right now. Or something my husband taught me to do is say, let me check my schedule and I'll get back with you. What that does is that gets you out of the situation right then. The person has to say, oh, okay. They can even say, well, I need to know by whatever. Like, okay, I'll check my schedule and let you know. At least that'll give you time to think and to take a break in your brain so you can figure out if you really want to do it or if you have time to do this or not. Just try to leave earlier in the morning. Even 10 to 15 minutes can make the difference between frantically rushing to your desk and having time to ease into your day. Don't add to your stress levels by running late. And finally, plan regular breaks. Make sure to take short breaks throughout the day to take a walk or sit back and clear your mind. Also, try to get away from your desk or workstation for lunch. Stepping away from your work to briefly relax and recharge will help you be more, not less, productive. Workers fall into this all the time. I'm just going to eat at my desk. What happens when you eat at your desk? People look at you and say, oh, you're at your desk? Hey, I know you're eating, but, or I know you're at lunch, but that whole I know, blah, blah, they realize that you're not working, but they want you to do something for them because it's all what's in it for me anyway, right? So step away from your desk. They can't find you. Go outside. Even if you sit in a stairwell, just get away from your desk. That it gives you a mental break. It gives you a physical break, and you get to put a pause on your work day so you can come back and be more refreshed, be better, and not snap at the next person that talks to you. Now, I have a couple more tips for you. Four more, in fact, they're going to help you. Resist perfectionism. No project, situation, or decision is ever perfect. So trying to attain perfection on everything will simply add unnecessary stress to your day. When you set unrealistic goals for yourself or try to do too much, you're setting yourself up to fall short. Aim to do your best. That's all anyone can act. Clean up your act. The thing is, you need to get to bed early enough so you can get enough sleep. You need to get up early enough so you can get to work on time. And believe me, I was one who was always running late for my whatever job I had. Why? Because I'm an entrepreneur at heart and I don't want to work for anybody. So maybe you need to realize that. Maybe you don't need to be working for somebody. Maybe you need to be working for yourself. If you are constantly running late, you hate your job, and you can always do something better than what they're telling you to do, you need to look at entrepreneurism because that's probably what your calling is. You just need to find out what you can do to make money, and you probably already know. The other thing I want you to do is flip your negative thinking. If you see the downside of every situation and interaction, you'll find yourself drained of energy and motivation. Try to think positively about your work. Avoid negative thinking coworkers and pat yourself on the back about small accomplishments, even if no one else does. I am the best at doing it. I know that I am awesome, and so are you, and you have to keep telling yourself that. Finally, this last tip for you, don't try to control the uncontrollable. Basically, you can only control you and what you do and how you react to situations. You cannot control anything that anybody else does. It's not in your power. It's not really your business. So you just concentrate on you. Now, here are some general tips for managing stress overall. Because stress is such a part of our daily lives, it means different things to different people, and different people react differently. So these things you can take away, tips you can take away, and it doesn't matter what kind of stress you got going on, you can help manage. Number one, regular exercise is a great way to reduce the effects of stress because exercising on a regular basis, not like once every blue moon, not like once every 2 weeks, but every week you should be working out, exercising in the gym or at home at least 3 times a week. I used to say 2, but you really need 3 because we've got a stressful life. Leading a healthy lifestyle with proper nutrition makes a big difference. If you're eating right, you're going to feel right. Don't put that junk into your system because junk in equals junk out. Take one thing at a time. Multitasking is a myth, and it doesn't work. Do one thing, do it right, and you can move on. If you're trying to do 5 things, you're going to mess up 5 things, I'm telling you. Go easy with the self-criticism. You know, we all have that little voice inside that's telling us we can't or we shouldn't or, you know, who do we think we are. Don't listen to that. Instead, feed yourself with positive thoughts. I am awesome. I am wonderful. I can do this. I know I'm going to be great at this. Be realistic in what you can accomplish compared to what you want to accomplish. Ooh, that's a big one. And then finally, shed the superwoman urge. Realize that no one is perfect. You will make mistakes, but it will be okay. So that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me for Fit for Life. I look forward to helping you live the best life that you can live in every episode that you listen to. So thank you so much again, and everyone out there, stay fit. See you again next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information on products and services offered on today's program, go to www.optimumbodysculpting.com and click on the fitness blog tab. We'll see you next time on Fit for Life Radio. Thanks again for listening.